Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Temporarily thwarted in their efforts to build a clinic in Auburn Hills, Planned Parenthood will be opening a clinic in a different location in Oakland County, Michigan, one of the Detroit area's northern suburbs. The new clinic in Ferndale will not offer abortions at this time, although abortion-minded clients can be referred to the Planned Parenthood Clinic in downtown Detroit, which does offer the abortion pill. The clinic planned for Auburn Hills was to be somewhat of a joint venture between Planned Parenthood of Mid and South Michigan and local, state, and federal governments. As the Detroit News reported, the Auburn Hills City Council met in December of 2010 to discuss plans to direct $200,000 in state funds to open a new 17,000-square-foot Planned Parenthood facility in the area so that federal family planning dollars would not go elsewhere. Not long after, the Detroit Free Press reported that local opposition to the clinic ended up in court after owners of a hotel adjacent to the property, who claimed that both city ordinances and a covenant signed prior to purchase of the land prohibited its use as a medical facility. Though the Free Press reported a judge upheld Planned Parenthood's right to build at the Auburn Hills location in January, the hotel owners have appealed the decision. While the Auburn Hills project languished in legal limbo, the Planned Parenthood affiliate looked around for other opportunities in Oakland County. Their spokesperson, Desiree Cooper, told the Ferndale Patch, "It's not either or. With Auburn Hills, we prefer to think of it as not happening yet. We just have to wait for the legal process to lend its way before we can go forward." City and county officials were very supportive of Planned Parenthood and the clinic's opening. Craig Covey, Ferndale's previous mayor and currently an Oakland County commissioner, said on his blog that Ferndale was proud to be the new location. Covey said that political pressure from religious ultra-conservatives had kept Oakland County bereft of a formal Planned Parenthood presence for years. Covey repeats the popular Planned Parenthood mantra that 97% of its services are for, quote, essential life-saving cancer screenings, pap smears, breast health services, STD treatment, health counseling, and education, end quote, but neglects to tell people how abortion is the huge moneymaker that keeps Planned Parenthood in business. Covey says that we are thankful that an organization like Planned Parenthood provides health care for so many people. The alternative is much higher health costs in emergency rooms and for advanced diseases that would be borne by us all. Current Ferndale Mayor David Coulter says that the clinic's opening is good news, pointing out that Fern Care, the free local clinic, has been overwhelmed. That the new Ferndale Clinic, like other Planned Parenthoods, will not actually offer mammograms, but only referrals for mammograms, does not seem to trouble the clinic's local allies. Nor does the fact that the clinic will refer for abortions, and that for all of these referrals, the clinic will either charge clients for services or bill the state or federal government so that taxpayers pay for the services. What Planned Parenthood of Mid and South Michigan saw in Ferndale, Auburn Hills, and Oakland County was an economic opportunity. Its clinics in surrounding communities were already seeing what the Free Press called about 5,000 Oakland County residents. Cooper told the Ferndale Patch that Oakland County does have a particular reputation for higher incomes, but argued that there were many pockets of the community that have really been suffering a really long time. According to a fact sheet, the Mid and South Michigan clinics performed 1,333 surgical abortions and 991 chemical abortions in 2010 for a total of 2,324 abortions. Does anyone really expect that number to go down with a new Planned Parenthood clinic in the area referring for abortions and a new clinic slated to go up at the other end of the county as soon as the remaining legal hurdles are overcome?
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.